what you want to say after we came to the room the day before, we said, okay, we hereby sat down, we hereby declare this is the place for the Khalifa. Because the ultimate room to Ashara, Al Askain, and it should be at a predetermined place. After we had the first hall, and there was a tremendous crowd, and when I sat to somebody, he remembers he was there, because they did something out of order. They spit before they read before they spit. Well, it's not Marcus, the end is all okay. There's a whole list here of 53 points, back and forth, and on the order. So kind of got a little mixed up, and I don't remember that part at all. This time, I was after one of the three dayanim. Oh, there are three main dayanim and two clowns who sit on the side, who have to be also a sort of a father who was on the first one. So last I was one of the big three, because I was happy to be in the yeshiva, and I would be happy to want to come up. This time, to be one of the big three, I had to go out to the bed on 28th Street yesterday. I said, I'll pass. I'll be one of the clowns. So the big three were Rabbi Gedaliah Schwartz, our president, who was the president, Rabbi Reis, who's now the president, and Rabbi Dworkin, who now runs the RCA next door. So he's all there. So they will come here talking yesterday. I was a quote side judge, because we're not cool. The three judges sit over here, and the other two sit this way. To show that they're not different, they're not the same. I drank this way. But the other one, the biggest one of them all, Rabbi Elia Lichter, who was one of the premier Masada Gittin in America. I mean, he's now his son is also a Masada. He was a Sefer of Moshe, he was a Sefer of Rabbi Moshe. He was a tremendous Sefer. Now his son, Rabbi Yaakov Lichter, now the fastest gun in the East. He's incredibly fast. I said throughout the gun. And he's very good, and because of the so much experience they have, they know more about the luck than anybody else in the world. So it's experience. We're going to get there in the yeshiva, very nice. But they're doing it every single day. They have more experience in so many different things. So he was the other one sitting next to me on the side. He was. He had much more about Schwartz, all that experience, but he had the most experience. He said he was in the best in America of the RCA for 10 years, 1965 to 74. It was 16 chalitzas. 16 chalitzas? How did that happen? They told me, Vietnam. Yeah. And we said, Vietnam. Vietnam. There were Jewish soldiers who didn't come back. And they were young, and they're just married, and they had no children, and they had a chalitza. Can you imagine? Think about it that way. Vietnam, we should put out of our minds. Never happened. But you bet it happened, and there were many, many casualties, as we know. And apparently, and there was 16 chalitzas just in this bed. I'm going to look at it. 16 chalitzas. And those are not brief span. This is the third chalitza that I remember, that I remember being at. The memory's not so good. When I was a youngster, a bacher, Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld had a chalitza in a shul, and I remember that. I know when it was 30 years ago or so, because it was just when his daughter was about to get married, she was engaged, and I think Rabbi Schoenfeld and his future son were at the same bed. But the truth was not allowed or not, because they're not really related yet. Engagement is no thing at all. That's what I remember. If I'm correct, that's when it was, a long time ago. And then I was one of the clowns on the side. I said, all right, so I don't know anything. Fine, no problem. If it's in the side, you need five people. So I sat on the side, and I put car skill or something. We ran out fully. So I think, to my recollection, I've been at three, which is something to... What was this movie about Khalifa? Have you heard of it? Apparently they made a movie out of it. I don't know. Everything is a movie. So anyway, for those who want to... You have to have pass around the kitchen, now you have to pass around the kitchen. It's the same thing. Same idea of a Seder, which is for you to look at. Okay. Let's go back to the Sugya and Shlam of Thalas where we find ourselves. Yesterday we went into a lot of the intricacies of the Sugya. I'm not going to repeat what we said yesterday. But I hope that you remember what we said, because we're saying today, late, a little bit soon to that. Just to go back to the last point, because that's even more closely related, and we'll be some time to go back to something we had mentioned already before. And that is, there is a question of what the Gemara means in the expression of the Im-Isa. This question goes to a very fundamental and critical question in the whole sugya here. Listen very carefully. Very carefully. The question is, affected. We know, we spoke about very literally from the first day of the year, we spoke about the concept of a star and a thesis of a star. And there's a star. And if the right person goes onto the star, how do we say it nicely? The star starts to talk, starts to sing. We are in mafia circles. Starts to sing. But, you know, the star is dead. The star is a piece of paper. But it starts to sing. It's halacha. Erev Shlokesh is singing. Einem ha-chasum ha-star, na'at ha-kemish, ne'ach ha-dusim be-bezendam. We said the first day of Shir, of this year. We spoke about the importance of how a star can say things beyond what's actually written. Right? It said in Ha-kol be-ekshe na'ata, for example, in so-called Nafdalas, Mechulen. But that only works if that's what we call thesis of star. The right person is holding on to it. If on a star on the floor, it means nothing. It doesn't have that extra input. What about over here in this case? If the woman, who's the balas star, forget the woman. The woman walks to bed with a star and starts to sing. Yes, this woman was corrected, properly divorced, and no proper intimacy, and everything's proper. What happens if the shlish is holding on to it? So take a look here, if you don't mind, in the Ron, please. The Ron. He says, go ahead, 5 lines of the page. The Kevan Shat Fisa, so Tophus Beget, who's who? Who's the pronoun? Who refer back to? Shalish. Tophus Beget. V'ome. Mochachat. The Hela Kamalom. So Tfisa Mokaka. The very fact that the Shalish is holding on to the get is what we call the Tfisa Mokaka. And we assume that the Shalish is holding we shouldn't start tippling that maybe it's only Shliach Lo'olacha, maybe it's only the Pekotin. It's endless. Maybe it's only Shliach Lo'olacha when you got to China. It's endless possibilities. Endless. But the holding of Tfisa Mokaka means we don't consider these endless possibilities. We assume that Tfisa Mokaka. Now this is in the hands not of the woman, who was the ultimate Baalat Hashtar, but rather in the hands of the Shlish. So the Rosh seems to be saying that the principle of Tfisa Mokachas applies to a Shlish, even as it would apply to the Isha who was divorced. The question is, does the Rajva agree or not agree? So I have to also look at the Rajva, to bring in the Rajva. Let's take a look. Okay? The Rashi in effect asks this question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Chisda says that she, the Shlish is believed. Why? Tehar Hemne. Okay? And the Rashi asks the question, who needs Tehar Hemne? What do you need it for? Look, if a woman comes to Bezdin with a get, so we assume with the get is 100% kosher. So let's believe him the same way as a Shlish. For those of the new Rashbit, it's actually a new paragraph on page on column Tov Kuf Nun Ches, line 5. You can't see it so clearly, it's not such a big gap, but it's a new paragraph. The Kosher Lee, Rav Chizda, Amai Yitzchuk Lekanes Nehmanuto Shal Shlish, Keva Deshliach Kabbalah Be'edimu, V'yodo Ki Yodo, Nehemnei, let's believe him, Kidim Nehem Nina Allah, V'get Yotim Mitachas Yodo. Look, if she walks into bed with a guest and he says, because, you think you're crazy. She gave her the guest, but sent her a guest. It's a sham garish. So what are you talking about? So what's happening? That's the question which is bothering the Rashba. Okay, that's the question. Let's say that Tfisa Tzotzo Mokacha has an effect. The Eshlava Dilo Dami. The Lady Da Lo Ovid Map the Mapkin lay. I'm not sure if it's lay or should be well. But he's not gonna give the get her the because. So therefore he goes to Gemara and Yavamas, even in a different kind of a case, you're not gonna give over something to your own wife as a because. There's gonna be obvious room for abuse. And dishonesty. She'll say, "Well, you never forget." Avol shliach zeh efshar to lo yodahu shata. Also, he shliach kabbalah. So that the Ran of the 2 days. Rabbi lo yoda keva the akash lichusei v'yomalei efshar to kableula Mikri Umaskid Gabe. And at the Mishnah, the very beginning, was So what did the Rashba in effect saying? The Rashba is saying that although the woman herself has a tfisa mokachas, because what she's doing with the get in her hand, obviously it's not a pikot, you wouldn't give it to her for a pikot, but the shlish does not have the same level. We don't say tfisa mokachas. Sounds like it's a machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. The Torah's gift makes a big deal out of this. A machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba, do we apply the principle of tfisa mokachas to the shliach lekabbalah or not? The Ran says yes, and the Rashba clearly says no. The machlokas gedolei rishonim. We'll have to see soon how that's relevant throughout the sugya. The mail like this, I saw the Sefer Chazonish as I made registration to students yesterday. I didn't put it on the Ma'am Akobas, it's complicated, but for those who want to see it, I'll tell you where it is. It's in the Simon Kuf in the Sefer and Ezra. This cost on $100. The Chazonish suggests a wild shot, not a simple shot. He's bothered by the following. We had yesterday, the quick shot we had at the end of the shiur yesterday was, does Abuna hold from him there or does not hold from him there? Does Rav Huna deny Hemne completely? Well, no, he accepts Hemne, but he needs to beat it up. So the Poshet of the Gemara is that he accepts Hemne, and he needs to beat it up. So that's what if it's not for the, you don't have to Hemne at all, who needs the Emisa? That's the Poshet of the Ritzvah himself said, right? At the end of the time of the Ritzvah. So the Chazon just quotes the Ritzvah, and he's bothered with the, he says that the Ritzvah is nice. Hatsugya is the Sipkat Lamadal, page 332 in this edition. Harritva v'chidushim hevi, the flourish. These are made of Kretzkes, right? The Rav Huna less than Klal had in the beginning. Hatsugya miyushav yosef is there. Kmosherech Harritva. It's much better, more glad. That was the list of the Amisa, the Lagerish, and the Ave, the Chule, Kashule. The Eina miyushav the Pirish there. Who needs the Amisa? Just say there's no Hemne at all. So the Chazon has an interesting idea, which he himself considered to be a dochak, but he still printed it. V'nireh, the bedochak yesh lefarsho. Listen carefully. The high the emisa. Listen carefully, please. Eino el tam the biyara shaliach afshu shliach lekabola lo koshiv shtoro. V'lo domi l'shtar v'yad ba'al shtar. Shen choshin lo lo l'metziya v'lo l'pikodin. Kevin zu v'yad ba'al shtar mach v'kim alei b'yad ha'shu shalo. That's what v'shlok v'sh is in. K'mi sh'nech v'bed. Avo v'yad inish di alva hu k'shtar nim t'bashuk. But this we know. But these facts are true. We know already. There's no chiddush in these facts. What chiddush neira is the chiddush this tries to stoop these facts. That is stoop. Push these facts into these two laws of the Gemara, which is not what he calls a doha. He's pressing it. He's doha. He's pushing these two lines. This understanding into these two lines. Let me see what he says. He says as follows. V'zeh zekal emisa v'chule. What's the law? Kevan she'eno biyad bal ashtar, eino shalo, v'im hoya shalo, hoya biyado. V'lishta bi'almu l'chizek adover, she'eno kishtar gomor, kevan shu biyad shlish. That's he's trying to stick this understanding into the meaning of these few lines. Hard to believe, himself is a bit of a doka, but I guess you could push it in. Emisa, he would have given it to her. And therefore, what he's trying to say is, the shliach is not a balashtar. If he's not a balashtar, no tvitas of mokachas alone. He's not discussing emisa as you know, saying to the emisa, you have hemne. No, forget hemne. Rabosai. Hemne is an artificial construct of two human beings that one believes the other. There's something much more basic here. Just forget Hemne. HaTorah Hemne, no. The Torah says, Eidam HaChatum Balashtar, connect and prevent the dummy. So that should be speaking Balashtar. That's the most simple understanding. Comes the Gemara and says, according to the understanding of Chazon Ish, that the Gemara is telling you, no. It means it just means that he's not the Baal HaShtar, and therefore there's no Tfisus Baal HaShtar. No, there's no Tfisus Baal HaShtar. Of course, the Baal of Nevin. Hemne, sign of the hell from Hemne. So if you don't have Hemne, what did you told him before? No, because if not for Misa, you might have thought that the truth is the Baal HaShtar. It's the Ranzen. So this whole line of the Gemara is coming to exclude the Ran's view and establishing the Rashba's view. That in effect is what, without mentioning these names, Ran and Rashba, that's what the Chazish is saying and suggesting over here. It's if Kazan Amidal, he quotes neither the Ran nor the Rashba. Although the two Gesholim, as the Torah is getting pointed out, seems to have brought it out at this very issue. He quotes neither of them. He's talking in Samadha in the world of abstract. Is the Shlish considered the Baal HaShtar or not? We saw Ran said yes, Rashba says no. Says Chazanish, according to the Ritva, that's the Gemara discussing. The Gemara is saying that Rav Huna is two lines of Mitzvah is teaching us that the Shlish is not the Baal HaShtar. Once it's not the Baal HaShtar, so of course the Shlish is not ever, because there's no hold for him there. And the whole Demitzvah is, if not for the Demitzvah, you might have considered the Shlish to be the Baal HaShtar, in which case you'd win without any Hemne. Just hands down, it's the Baal HaShtar. Ad kind of Tivor Makadosh, Shlish Chazanish, Simen Kuf, Sivkotan, Lamedal. Again, he says it's a Zohar of the word, but that's what he says. Now, might ask Gamina, who's right? Is it Tfisus Baal HaShtar or is it Hemne? What's the difference called the Rabbuna? The Chor, the difference would be in a different city. In a different city. That's the Chazash writes in the same paragraph. If the Ritz's shot that he suggested before he's what about the word of the Misa, it's correct. That Rabbuna denies Hemne completely. Not only is the Baal not to be believed, not only is the Isha, the Shishlish not believed when they're in the same city, because of the Misa as such, but even if they're in different cities according to the Ritva, the Shlish is not believed. That's what he writes. That's what he writes in Afghamina. This is as follows. The Afghamina Biracha. Right? Even if they're not in the same city. Right? So the Emisa is weird. How do we understand the Emisa? In the most literal sense, he would have given the stranger to a hand. So we saw yesterday, well, 2 days ago, it has to be in the same city. So yesterday, it has to be in the same chotzer, the same yard, the Ramah. Moshe's Ramah, right? So we saw this yesterday. That's based upon a literal understanding of the Gemara. But the Chazanish loves this understanding is correct. So what the Gemara is really saying is that the Shlish is not a Baal HaShtar, and therefore the Shlish doesn't prove anything. But here they're in different cities. No, different cities. The Shlish walks in with the Getter Bezin. He's not a Baal HaShtar. There's no Shlish is a Baal HaShtar. You can't beat up on the Baal, he says, because the Baal wins. He's going to be Iraq Eretz, against what we call the conventional wisdom, against Shulchan Aruch, as a matter of fact, against everything we said until now. He goes even further and suggests, Af below Akoshet HaBaal. Maybe, not only did Pshat and Gemara had one. Who's believed? The Baal going up head-to-head against the Shlish. He says, no. Maybe this Pshat is correct. The Baal's nowhere to be seen. The Shlish walks in and says his peace. He says, I'm a Shlish. Perhaps, according to this understanding, we shouldn't believe him. You know why? He's not a Baal HaShtar. If he's not a Baal HaShtar, so the get in your hand proves nothing. According to the Ritva, he suggested. Which would fit in with what we called earlier the Shita of the Rashba. Mm-hmm. It's not a Baal HaShtar. One second. But according to the Ran, that the Shlish had ceased Baal HaShtar, so in a different town, for sure, the Shlish would be believed. There's no way to be Baal HaShtar. He believes, for sure. This is what the Chazanish writes in Simen Kuf, Sivkotan, Lamed Dalet. So now, let's go a step further. We had before that we don't apply Tfisa Mochat. Right? Don't apply Tfisa Mochat. But this is a conversation Lama Dao. The Torah is given, didn't believe it for one split second. What do you mean? That in a different city, you mean so that in a different city, in a different city, still the Baal believe. Goes against everything you said until now. No, we have spent 2 days working with that assumption that they're in a different city, that the Shlish is there. But I was right, oh, yes, yeah, so sorry.
Maybe, like you just said, that even in the case where the Baal wasn't from, and everything was good, we would still not believe the
Shlish, right, maybe.
but maybe you don't say yemitza in every case, meaning if the shlish comes and says that it was, you don't say yemitza. Yemitza argument only applies when there's a machlokas.
Right, that's right. The Chazal is not sure about this thing. It's not sure. Here's the Torah skin. If you want to look it up, it's on the Gemara over here, and appropriately, Dibra Machlok Gemara. Okay, not bad. Not some of the dollars. Dibra Machlok Gemara. Okay. It's the Raj Behiksha, the Lomali Tama de Hemne, who are Tisa no Kachas. This is what we saw. We read it. Vitiri, the Bishliach lo Shach Tisa no Kachas, Vachule. Ulachora Tavu, I have Torah's given, the Imkain, the Ravuna, my time of the Neman Ashlish, Kisha Eino, the Ear, Akas. Dol Lesle Svora de Hemne. Hey, what should emerge according to this, that even if they're different cities, still the shlish should not be believed, but the most people can say that it's not so. That's not so. The New York Jesus Rashba says, the Sviole, the Ravuna Gamken is the Tzvar de Hemne. All right. He has to also hold from Hemne. See, the Chazanish wrote the unthinkable. Namely, against everything we saw in print, that if according to this, Ravuna would say that even if they're not in the same city, still the Baal believe not the Shalish. All the Rishonim we saw said the opposite, said differently. So because the Chazanish said the unthinkable, he can assume that, yeah, that the Rashi has the kasha, and indeed in point of fact there's no hemne whatsoever, and therefore even in Iraq Heret the shlish is not hemne. Yeah, so he says, but the Torah given was more bound, more constrained than what the Rishonim said. They all said in a different city that the shlish isn't believed. How can it be? It must be the Rashi holds the Kodesh Rashi who holds from hemne. Raksovet Demisa Chazok Alimtu Ukeidim Dami. As I read to you yesterday, the Kavan Shabiru the Iisa book Kodan Amirat Ashlish, Shuvlam Eman Ashlish. When the Rashi would say even in the book of Adim, that's only if the Adim came later. If the Adim came earlier, Adim literally, or Anan Sadr, which is the equivalent of Adim, we understand that kind of case was never Emne. Is that how the Torah is given beautifully explained here at the very beginning of Dibra Masko, Gemara? Everything's gevalded so far. But it's a problem. The major, so far with me? Yeah? Everyone, yeah? So far so good. It's a problem. There is a problem. If everyone holds the hand day, right? So what are they fighting about? They're fighting about the relevance of what we call the in Isa. The Imisa, how powerful is the Imisa? How powerful is it? Is it the equivalent of an Ansari or not? The equivalent of an Ansari, there was no Hemde, because it's not against Adam who came first. If it's not an Ansari, then the Hemde would work. Okay, very nice. But the Chazanish thought of this shot, doesn't like it. I'm going to read it to you again. Not that I expect you to see everything. I'll tell you where everything is, and if you have a chance, you can look it up tonight. I'll take it just faint. This is in the same Siman Siman Kuf, Siv Kotan Yud Ches. He says, oh no. Nira, the longish of the Choshev Imisa, home and naked Aden. What's the part of the Torah's Gittish? That Imisa is like Aden. So although there exists a conflict called Hemne, let's say Hemne is a kind of a Migu, Biyodo, it's against Aden. Can't work against Aden. It can't be as a Chazanish. Why? The Imkain, if it's considered to be against Adim, if Imisa is against Adim, it's like Adim, lo hoya mol migu. Migu, we know the rule, migu can negate Adim, works or doesn't work? Yes or no? No, we don't know migu doesn't work against Adim. So if it's considered to be Adim, and if the migu of Malcolm doesn't work, that's cash. So maybe you think it doesn't work. No, it can't be. Because the Gemara at the end of the sukkah says, molder avuna. Molder Avuna Biyama the Kamoy Didi the Gersh and Yave, you believe it with a Migu. No, it's before she came on Samuel Bal. Then what's the Gemara? You forgot the Gemara already. Forgot. Open the Gemara again. I see you're not focusing, my boy. You have to know the Gemara in your sleep. Maybe you should fall asleep in Shia, but you should know in your sleep as if you were sleeping and I woke you up, you're right about to spit out the Gemara. That's the amount of proficiency seven if you pay a few lines. The Gemara says towards the end, Umodar Abuna, what but a small dollar is, he amra kamei divi the garish ni avini alei mehemna, migu, here we go, migu, the boy amra divi avini alei. Now wait a second, Bob. Wait a second. This migu is going against the Yenisa. So the Yenisa is considered to be the equivalent of Aiden, there's no way, it's no go. So the proof positive against the other one, the Torah's given by name, because the proof positive against the Torah's given is the Torah's given the time of Allah. The Torah's given the time of Allah was based upon the assumption that what? That the elite is treated like the equivalent of an outsider, like Asian. Right? It can't be. Because after the first Shigamar, the Nigu works against the Inisa. And we know that Nigu doesn't work against Adim. So how do you say that that Inisa is like an outside like Adim? It's impossible. Because the Nigu shouldn't work against it. That's his Kasha. Kasha has no terror in effect. But I mentioned it by name. He's saying to the Torah, Gideon, you are wrong. Your shot can't fly, can't be true. You better prove positive against Torah Gizzi. Do you think for a moment that Torah Gizzi is going to take the sitting down and allow himself to be slugged up by a sensual day by the Chazon Ish? You think it's a Gizzi? You really think so? The Torah Gizzi, the Rav Melisa, Rav Yaakov Melisa, or the Gzoi Hazor, going to just take it on the chin from the Chazon Ish who 100 years later, I mean, he doesn't mention my name, but it's a knockout blow. Can't be. The Torah's getting smarter than that. Can't be. The Pshat's going to be just slugged up by some cash 100 years later in the Chazon Ish. Has to be a terrorist. What's a terrorist, right?
More later on, it's not the same
person
as the
legal
by the lady.
Why is the legal better than it? Why? You're on the right track, right? On the right track. You're doing on the right way on the right track.
In the Gemara, when we say that legal is at work, it's the same person who's saying the legal is trying to bring ages for
it. You're getting derailed, right? The crowds are getting derailed. Yes, do that. Oh. No, slow. You're going the wrong way. The Gemara says that it says over here, the Amra Kamoi Didi the Gerish Ni Avin Yale Mehemna Migu Di Boy Amra Didi Avin Yale Bipal. That Migu works against Inisa. But the question becomes, if the Torah's Gidna said earlier, Pshat the early Gemara, is that yes, she has a migu, the Shlish has Hemnet, right? So we're saying that what does the Torah's Gidna suggest? What's Chazer again? What's Chazer again? It says in the Gemara, Avun is Lode, that migu works. Okay? We have a rule, migu does not work against Asian. That means you can't say in the Chora that Inisa, according to Ravuna, is the equivalent of Asian, Anan Sada. Right? But we had Tef Shad earlier, exactly what Charlie said earlier before, that yes, Rav Huna holds from Hemne, but Hemne can't win against what? Inisa, which is the status of what? Of Anan Sada. So the Chazan says, it can't be. It can't be Shad. Because if you're going to say that Inisa is an Anan Sada, how does Niga work against it? Later on in the book, if you can't work against Anan Sada, it doesn't work. Here's the answer. The answer is, who wants to answer? Yes.
Can you throw in
terms of his
Baal Shad?
Oh, I'll throw it in, but I'll throw it in a different way. Who wants to answer? Raise your hand. That's it? Okay. So if you learn Ksubas, you know, there's a very interesting expression called Shor Shokot Lefanecha. That's his name. But the ox is slaughtered in front of you. Some button the lush in the Ksubas. What it really means is to cut through a lot of other intricacies, according to the Torah Gizzi. It means what we call in our language, Hapesha Osar Hu Hapesha Yitir. Hapesha Osar Hu Hapesha Yitir is superior to a plain migu. Let's review again.
What is
the migu? Huh? If it's the migu squared, it's a superior migu. It's a lump of the Ksubas, it's migu with Gupta Migya was a different concept. I'm not going to turn that way. Either way, it's better than Migya, that's for sure. And what's the difference between Hapesha Asr on one hand and a standard Migya on the other hand? Here's the difference. Hapesha Asr can mean, look, I could have been totally quiet, called Migya Dibor Shasik, I could have said nothing. Or, here's how it's getting the answer in. Or, I just could have said, you know, yeah, I'm just giving the most straightforward, said the most straightforward thing, and there's nothing held against me. Everything's on my side. For example, who walks the bezel with a gift? Says the Torah Gittin, if I was to walk through the bezel with a gift, what law, how does it normally get the gift? How does it get into her hand? The husband gave it to her. So she walks the bezel, and then the husband starts tumbling it with the pink cotton. She says, what do you mean? Hakmash Kamshari, what are you talking about? I have the gift, it was given to me, you gave it to me, and that's the easiest way out. That's not a strained claim. That's caution. Says the Torah's given, since she had the option of being so cautious, just saying that he gave her the gift. So on the basis of that passion, which would have carried the day, whatever she does say is believed, not based on a plain straight migu, but rather on a recall, a pesha asur, a pesha issue. Look, she started the tumult going. Instead of giving the most obvious rejoinder, namely, how she got the gift from her husband, which is a simple shot, she starts hacking and it was given. So she's like, come all the others, she's the one who raised the issue. She could have just as easily responded to the husband's gift to come and think, what are you talking about? You gave me the gift. I got it from you, Shem Gerishim, goodbye, go home. And she would have won hands down, it would have been nothing to talk about. Yes, sir.
She would have been lying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I couldn't
have
been quiet and nothing.
That's a new device. Here, so that's how it gives the Chadesh. Although I couldn't have been absolutely quiet, still, it's considered a Pesha Asra. How do you know? Because as the Gemara calls in Ksubas, Ain Shor Shachar Lefanecha. Says no, I can win hands down. What's the Gemara's example in Ksubas? Gemara's example is I have karka. Right, the person sitting and living in a piece of property, and someone goes over and says, you know, that property, sorry, Charlie, it's not yours. It belongs to me. And they've been there for 3 years, and all that whole story. All I have to do is just say, fuck off. It's my land. I've been there 3 years, I bought the property from you, and goodbye, good luck. What to do? And I went hands down. So instead of saying that, I admit that I bought it from you, I could say it's mine forever. This land is mine from Adam Arishan's type. Came from Adam, Shaykh, and it was all the way down to me. I'll straight down. I could have said that, but instead I thought myself confessing and conceding, well, it's true you once owned it, I bought it for you after 3 years. I raised all the issues myself. I could have just stonewalled. That's called Ein Shor Shachar Lefanecha, that's the equivalent of a pesha asur to the Torah's given, and that's going to be win even against an antagonist. That's what the Torah's given says. So therefore, let's counter again what he says. But the fact that the woman is believed against the Svara of Emisa doesn't mean that doesn't prove anything. Why? Really, Emisa is like an antagonist. If you saw the Lashon and the Rishon, the Rosh and the Lashon, Emisa is very powerful. It's almost like Adam, it's like an antagonist. Afal Pikein, nonetheless, when the woman has a migu, she could have said, was given to redirect, that's more than plain migu. That's called a tikkun of a pesha asa, ein shor shachar lefanecha, and that's why it wins. So the Torah's given without, of course, the presentation of Chazanish, came before the Chazanish by many years, but still, he got out of the problem. He got out of the problem. So therefore, let's chazer again. Let's chazer again. The question is the Torah's given presentation going to work? According to the Rashba, that there's no tfisoso, no chachasolo, right? That's the sense of the famous, we read it together in the Rashba, no tfisoso, no chachasolo. So the Torah's given then goes along and says, well, but he must hold Hemne, according to Rabuna. Right? That's what he said. He holds Hemne according to Rabuna. Holds Hemne. Yeah. Chazanish asks the kasha, he holds in Hemne. So the question becomes, so what is this in Isa story? What's in Isa? If in Isa, according to Rav Huna, wins, right? Emisa means it's what? Emisa is a kind of a situation which is akin to Edom. And there's going to be out of Hemi and me who has to be like Edom. Can't be like Edom. Because the Gemara later on, Rabun is low there. That Emisa, one more time, Rabun is low there. And she's believed that the Migu, even she's going up against the quote-unquote Edom. Can't be. And she's so good. No. Tapesha Osa. Really, Emisa is like Edom. Yapta, Hemi. So have they worked in a different city, the old story. And he explains, oh, yes, the Pesach is different, yes? Right.
Also, we can answer Rashi, but I think it's the Pesach against Rashi, because Rashi's job is to run, because based on Migu, because we see later on, that Rabbuna would agree to Migu.
Right.
So if shot in the...
Pesach also, we not going to have Kasha.
Right.
Very good. Very good. That's one of Tyson's Kasha over here, right?
I don't know.
Is that Tyson's Kasha? Isn't that Tyson's Kasha? Who remembers the Tyson? That's the Schlish. We'll get to it later. It's the Kasha against Ra. Migu. Everybody's a Migu. I think that's the correct answer. Well, Shakivati for your answer. The answer to Tyson's Kasha against Rasha will be, no. Here's Migu. Right on, the Pesha Rasha. This is an important distinction which is raised in the Sefer Torah's Gittin. Now, does everyone agree to him? I don't know if everyone agrees to him, because if you look at the rush in Simen Chet, you don't get that impression. Let's take a look for it together. In the rush Simen Chet, I did not get that impression from the rush. Let me show it to you so you see if you think I'm right. I did not get that impression. We saw this part of the rush yesterday, the last few lines on the Amud Beis, which in my version is called page 32, and your version is 212, right? Okay. So on this Migu, he asks the Kasha, the last two lines. Koshali, Taimodolo, Havim Ein Tukayu, Bienu Ayriu, Kshaget Biara Shlish, and here the Get Biara Isha. The Yersha, maybe no. Until they get Biara Shlish, still, ma'am, no. I'll be discussing whether that's true or not. He's not sure. He's not sure. She could have said, I could have gotten. I gave it to the Shlish to watch. Top of the next column. The Koshali, this is the top line. Koshali, Holy El Ika Migu, the boy Shlish, Havi Yahim, the Alel Isha. Vafilu Haki, Svil El Ravuna, the Lomam and Shlish. Mishalach, why did he meet the Gavishin? Migarea Kalachamigu. And look what he said. Adi Kamigu, the Lomam Aiden. Perish, and after the Gaiden. Vim Kain Okanami, Amai, Mehemem and Migu. Right, so why do you believe? The Migu, they got Aiden. The Kosh can offer she on merit. The fun and the title is just the Gavishin. But Milo Yabin, with the dog, came and shouted to the Mamish, was given to her, really powerful, it means so. The Yeshloma, the Migu, the Yale Gora. Why? The Shema Aisha La Oisa wrote to the Kabbalah again. Kevin Shena Shlish Nema El Ayre Migu. The boy Abel the Yoda. Vienna wrote to this garish with suffering. Abel Hocha the Karma the Kamoi. The D. Yavi Nila the Gershin. Or the Fai Migu. Below my Garina and Lay me Taima the Mises of the Gershin. So the Rosh makes a distinction, yes, between one Migu and another, but it does not use all the shyness. It really is like Adim, and therefore Migu won't work, only Apesha also works. You get the impression from the Rosh differently, everything's over a step. Doesn't really mean it's Adim, Mamish, it's like the Anan Tade. He uses an expression, it's like, right? Have a kid migu to Mokamadim. It's not actually a little migu to Mokamadim. It's just sort of not really Adim. And he distinguishes between a good migu and a not so good migu. But he doesn't use the same words that we use until now, which are Apesh Asar and a literal and anti witnesses. That's the impression a little bit differently. A little bit different. Oh. This is another Kash. Again, the same place. He's just cutting his head. The old. He says, it can't be Adim, but Migu wouldn't work. The Anati Amisa. Behold, so the Mamon Aminon, the Moder Abuna, Kedama Shani Mamon, the Siav the Mechila. He has the Kasha. Very got the Mamon, Ein Ashlish, Mehemon, Kineged Adim. So you know that Mishnah believes in Lamed Kenegad Edim. So how can you tell me over here? Hemne beats up, according to Rav Chisda. Beats up on what? On an Issa. If an Issa is Edim, right? We have a cloud. A Shlish does not believe against Edim. Right? Against Edim. You ask a Rashash, Ellie. The Rashash, Chazus would say, who's Rashash? You only lived 100 years before me, I don't know the garrison. The Rajma said it. The Tosar Rosh said it. What's the other Chazanish? He said, what's he checking in his shot? The Rishonim was to the Farish. What does he want? I don't understand what he wants over here. Rosh to the Farish this way. Yeah! Farish, not clear. I thought that was a fair. We already got that shiga. Do we not? Yes. Not for the fairish? Oh, yeah. R18, 118? Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll take a fight with him. 118, let's see. I'm not sure what that means. They have such a long foot on you. You have the toes of the rush in the back? He says it could be foolish. Unless they say push away him too. Take a look. I see it, I want to start up with 118. Too long. So let me read the Tosafot Rosh. The Tosafot Rosh said, that's good enough for me. I can push him aside too. Are there any footnotes in Tosafot Rosh somewhere? Yeah, if we want footnotes. Oh, you're very. Anyway, hold on a second. I'm reading to you. Same as those. Shani Mom. He says, Kevin Shemino must be out of the Tratal of the Abdachot of Limchal Amamono. I feel it with Shaka Shemino Lahafsid. He says, oh, why? We took some places. Okay? Rav Chisdam of the Beget Namish Vishneman to Hemne Kasava. This is. The Aldas, same thing toast. It's just the other word. The Aldas K, Nothlo, Shiesh the Gershon, and Yomal the Gershon, Apapim Mishu Mishake. Listen to this now. If you can get out of this one, you're Houdini. Hilkul Sarah Lama, Lishitan Zeh. Listen now. Every word. For those who want to look it up in the Oz Lahodin edition in the back, the column 3 in the top, page Lamadala. That filu osu edim umakishalei shlish nemon. They say prepare to makishim. The shlish is nemon anyway. No? No? That's the answer. Does he agree in advance? Whatever the shlish says, go. If you get out of this one, maybe you'll let me know tomorrow. If you get out of this one, we got a prize. But the passion is saying it befairish. So with the cognition saying it's an impossibility, obviously it has to be a possibility. You know, it has to be. It exists until it's a rush. Hold on a second. What I would say, therefore, is that I looked up the source. It's interesting, I did a little research. Because the Befurisher Mechaber in Shulchan Chosh and Mishra does the Chazanish. In Shimon Nun Vav Tevei, Ein HaShlish Mechaber, even in Mamed, Ein HaShlish Mechaber Neged Eidim, Befurisher Mechaber. I looked it up. Who's the source of the Mechaber? The Ramban. I looked up the Ramban and I took it to see if you can catch him in a Sira. No. The Ramban left out that line. Ooh, clever. I thought I was going to get him. The Ramban, that line, which in the Rashi, which I read my way, I don't know what 19, or like the Rush, the Ramban left out that line. So apparently, it's a machlok that's already shown him on this very point. So you say, haven't they worked even against Aiden much? that makes sense to me, and whatever he says goes, I just accept whatever he's saying. You can't contradict with Adam. By definition, how can you look at Adam? I agree whatever he says goes, so you agree with me, it's not his law, but I agree to the law too. Wait, please. Oh, by the way, you're not going to believe this. Eitav kasha b'agrera, if you're giving the get, is it going to be a pikudin, or is it going to be a get? Yeah, whatever the shliach wants, Eitav is b'agrera. He answered the question yesterday, b'agrera. Right? So I started poo-pooing the kasha. Well, guess what? I fell into a trap. The kiva eger asked the kasha. Kivega, right here, show me. I don't have to find that. Kivega has the kasha. Brera, the dumb of the Brera. That's a big problem. All of a sudden, there's a kasha in my mind. Kivega. Be merchel. So all of a sudden, I thought it was a push of the terrorist that it's yes or no. Right, yes or no, no problem with Brera. I'm an Ashir to Abba. So we pass the Chor, we push the Ashir to Abba. It's not a problem with Brera. I don't know. The Kivega says he's a given heritage. Sarachian, man. Not Godel. Kivega Sarachian is by us, Godel, the old. Isn't that interesting? Eitan is Machav to the Kivega's Kasha, so I have to have greater respect for him. Him and for his Kasha. Right, the Ramban has one thing versus two things. There's another reason why it shouldn't be braver. Kitsa, but the Kivega has Kasha no Teretz. I'm very, taken by the fact that you Machav the Kivega's Kasha. Wow. Sheesh. Wow. So the Chazanish says the Matzgona after his teeth, the Simon Kuf, the Kotan, Yudchet, Rav Huna denies Hamne completely. Denies the whole thing. Why? Because the Lashon is why. This is Lashon. Chazanish always gives us the original Lashon. It made sense. I believe you if Adam come and contradict later on. But if the Adam come before I speak, literal Adam, or non-sad Adam, makes this a bunch of garbage before I even speak, so you would never really have me too much from the very beginning. That's the lesson which the Chazanish says over here in Sidkot Miyutchan. Interesting. Okay.
How does
Rav Huna work in another city? He suggested what? Let's go back to that. I believe so. The Chazanish is like the Ritz. The Chazanish is the Shitava. Here's Yudchet. It's such a long piece. There's so many paragraphs. This is Yudchet. This is Lamed Dalet. So on the other side, they're going together. He's partial to the, what he quotes, the Ritz, who would hold the shot that he needs to really mean. He goes, he's about to start a whole business. And so he says, everyone has their own shot. So he says it wouldn't be even another city. He was invalid, he believes, was the Chazanish. So I think he's partial to that opinion. He doesn't say it here in Yudchet, but that's what should emerge from Yudchet, no? Oh, fine. Now, both sides, let's turn attention to what I mentioned already on, what's today? Tuesday. On Sunday, I already spoke about this question. I want to come back to it. So you weren't here Sunday? Doesn't matter, I'm going to repeat it again. But listen more carefully. Yes, sir.
The government constantly that they say that returns to the say that the Shliach is believed is when in the long meeting is when he says his testimony first. It seems to be mostly close to the Russian or Ashba. I'm just wondering if that makes a difference how he understands the Ohamne. In other words, according to the Tosfos, we understand the Ohamne, the Baal automatically believes the Shliach, and therefore he's over in the Daito for whatever he said.
So apparently,
it might make a difference than it's before.
It happens if not. I'm saying.
I think he said that ego has nothing to do with that, whatever it is, but that helps him.
Perhaps you're right. But I think the consensus view, which is seen from different sources, is that this ham there was only if he spoke first.
Right.
But otherwise, not. Now we saw that already in the Chazanish, we saw the Torah Gittin, even in the Rashi, we see a little bit, right, different twists on how to explain it exactly. We also go in that direction. The Kasha was as follows. Person of Sam of Gimelam is Bay. Please turn there for a moment. Sam of Gimelam is Bay. Right, so there says that although we say that Baal Omer the Pikadon, Baal Omer the Pikadon, that's a machlok at the Buddha of Kisa, but Abba is the Baal that Shliach Baal Locha. No, Hodon of that Baal Omer the Locha Shliach Baal Kabbalah. Should lo shayach hai taima dika omar dim isa de legerish of the dida hava yavla ela kisha omar baal lipikadon. Then we say, oh, had he wanted to give it for Gerushin, he would have given it to her directly. But now, here a Gerushin, there a Gerushin, right? Because when you give it to the halacha, right, or you give it to Kabbalah, there's no difference. Either way, it's going to be the Gerushin. So you can't emisa. So the emisa doesn't really apply over here. And the emisa doesn't apply, the Baal does not believe. That's what it says. Frech the Torah is given. You mentioned this question on Sunday. We say the Baal says that because of Rav Huna, he is believed. He says the halacha, he's not believed. Believe with amigu. Believe with amigu. Had he said the pikat, they would have been believed. So now that he said shliach l'alacha, we should believe him as well. Believe him with a migu. This is the Torah's getting scratched. Believe him with a migu. That's the kasha. Believe it with amigo. Believe it with amigo. Here we go. So now let's figure it out. Is the migu a good migu, a valid migu, or not a good migu? Like this. According to the Ran, let's go again. According to the Ran, the principle of tfisata mochachas will work for the shlish as it would work for the woman herself. Right? Says the Torah Gittin, in a case where the principle of tfisata mochachas alav works, migu won't work against it. He compares it to a migu lahotzi. Tell me how you took it to Ksubas for that. You know, migu lahotzi lo amina. Know that? Without a migu, I can't take money away from you with my migu. So here too, you cannot apply the principle of migu to go up against what we call the din of tfisato mochachas of us. It won't work. It won't work. Why not? No, because we say that the fact that someone holds on to something is considered to be such a good proof that migu won't work against. Let me read you the last third good. No, you're a boy. On day one of this year, Namish, whenever it was an Elul, we spoke about the fact that Eidah Mechassum and Star connected with Bezdin, and I called Ben Shanat, everything was on the fine and dandy, and therefore the right person, if the woman walks into a Bezdin with a get, and he starts hacking at China because we spit it. Okay, that's my colleague. So we disregard him. That's true. But once you say lamdus, that tfisa mochachas alav works for a shlish as it would work for an isha, so you set aside all your distinctions, which may be valid. Bottom line is that this powerful force is at work, and it's very hard to uproot it.
Okay, why are we saying
this? The Rashi said so. Oh, you're right. The Rashi said, the Rashi says, I'm not so kind of to you, calling a Rashi. I'm kind of to you. You're calling a Rashi. Okay, but I'm calling a Rashi. So you quote both. No. We'll get to the Rashi in a minute. We'll get to you too. Don't worry about it. The Chora Kosha. So this is page Kuf Chav Ches on the bottom. So Abai Esh Lo Migu Tum Tikotin. So the Anam Alibi Der Avuna. The Nira. The Bein Lestor Taran. The Anam Alibi Shem Kaut Tfisa Mokacha. The Shliyap Le Kabbalu Ki Isha Mamish. The Shach Lomu Le Gavesh. Chazok Le Kol Masha Takas Yadonam Arayu Shalom. Very famous Chazok. It's a member of the Ratsia. Lo Mahani Migu Lahotzi. Kemod Lo Mahani Migu Lahotzi Metafim Yadam Mugzok. Because exactly that marshal, migu lahotzi lo amina. So that's good, Eli, if I'm right, the Ran is right. What if you're right, the Rashba? So hey, the future Rashba. What did Rashba say? Nah. The Rashba denies this idea. We saw it in the Perush in print. The Rashba denies Tfisa the Mokachas with respect to a Shlish. But what does the Rashba seem to hold from the Pashtas? The Sfilei. The Rabbuna Gamken Itzlei Hemne. Right? The Rashba seems to say, the Rabbuna accepts Hemne. No? Pashtas Shah. He accepts Hemne, but he needs to be to them. Sfilei. The Im Isa Adif Mimigu. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mishum Hachi Lo Mahani Migu. Listen carefully. To Hohemne Afilu Im Yishake Zidavka Im Isa Choshev Kibira Be'edin Mashenke Migu. Whoa. What did he say over here? It's that you have to sit down with it, with an inequality. You have to figure out what's in your mind. What is the order of priority? Right? What is the highest level down to the lowest level of credibility over here? So it's getting right very much Bekitzer. So I wrote it down to try to figure out what the order is. Let's figure it out like this. There's a Firaj. There's a Firaj. Okay? You have Hemne. The Rashba accepts Hemne. So what does Hemne therefore mean? That according to Rashba, the Rabbuna accepts Hemne. So therefore, who should win the Hemne? Who should win? Shlish. Elamai, the Baal of the Migu? Who wins? It is, no, I should write down. Who wins? No, I want to write down on the board. No, I have no pencil. Okay. That's true. We have Migu against Hemne. Okay? So who wins? Who wins? No, it's okay. Who wins? They have one?
I'll take it.
Okay, if they have one, I'll take it. So question, who wins in this epic battle between Migu on one hand and Hemne on the other hand? Who wins? Who wins? Okay, so let's figure out how these people do, how these contests do against other competition. Okay? Again, who are the competitors now? We're talking about one hand you have what? On one hand you have what? Hemne. And one hand you have what? Migu. So this is how it's getting this phrase. We know that in Isa's Adif Mimigu. So we know. Right? We still have the Gemara. In Isa's Adif Mimigu. Okay? In Isa's Adif Mimigu. What?
Migu
beat
the
Migu
later on.
No. Only on Pesha upside. Yeah. That's all my life. So again, so the highest is on Pesha upside. Let's count again. The highest is on Pesha upside. No. So the highest is on Pesha upside. What's the next? What's the next? In Isa. Right? In Isa. We're going to what the Rabbuna. We're only Rabbuna. Mother Rabbuna. So the highest is a Peshasa. The next is what we call in Isa. The next is Hemne. And the lowest is Migu. So if you go with that Mahalach, the question is answered. Well, okay, let's answer the question. The question was, the Val has a Migu over here. That shouldn't the Migu win according to Rabbuna? Right, he could have said, because on, believe him when he says what? When he says, Shliach Lolach, huh? The answer is Migu loses to Hemne. Migu loses to Hemne. Okay? That's the loss. Migu loses to Hemne. Now, in Isa, in turn, in Isa, according to what would be on Hemne, and what beats on Hemne, what it beats on in Isa, it's not a Migu, that would kill the whole town. We have to keep track. Four forces, in what order they are held in the hierarchy. That's what he says, I don't use the exact words, that's what he's suggesting over here. Fascinating, Torah's getting fascinating. The Chazanish claims, we all read the Tosfos wrong, but someone in the back of the room, I think, already tapped on yesterday's Chazanish. Ellie, you did? Says, look, he wants to suggest Shana over here. Look, he says something very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Tosfos says, Lo Nakat Shliach Lolacha. lo nakat. That we couldn't say Baal Omer L'Shliach Malacha, because independently the Baal would lose the Shekhlein. That's what Tosfos meant. But once there exists his claim, a winning claim of the Pikadon, maybe in fact Tosfos would concede that he would win even if he claims Shliach Malacha. Again, Amaylo Nakat Shliach Malacha. He didn't mention Shliach Malacha, because Shliach Malacha on its own can't possibly win. But once we know that he win with the Taina of the Pikadon, maybe in fact he wouldn't believe in the Migi. They want to read, he suggests reading the Tosfos a little bit differently. That's the Sitkotan Lama Gimel in the Chazanish. Again, Simon Kuf. Once on the topic of Migi, Rabbi Otsai, we go one step further. I mentioned this again also on Sunday. One step further. Mizuya for both sides. What happens if the Baal says the Shtar gets an absolute and total forgery? A real honest forgery. What's it in? Did you look it up? What's it in? Well, Rambam, this. You believe. The husband believes he's in fortune. Believe. He's in fortune. No. He believes they had forged. The question becomes, is Migu? No. Migu. Believe the husband with a Migu, he could have said it was forged. Oh, hold on a second. Now, what happens? Listen carefully now. Let's say the woman held the get. The woman herself held the get. And the husband is forged. What's the din? Huh? What?
No. What did she say?
She's not forged.
And she's a believer.
Yeah. Oh, what did you say? The first mission of Bay. He's Kayim to Chosama. She's not believed. It's like this to say it's not forged. She has to produce a Kima Shtar. So the husband can win all the time if he says Mizuyas. I mean, it's maybe a temporary victory, because she can ascertain it and so on, but it's a momentary victory. It's a momentary victory that she can say it's forged and she has to produce Aiden. So now, whatever else he says the Pikadon, for example, given that same temporary victory until she is the Kayim Bechosama, the Pashim Shan Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Nun Hei, is that she wins even if she doesn't have to make any Kiyum Hashtar. So what's the answer, as we said before? Migu, again, this is the all the Torah is given speaking. He says, Migu doesn't work against Temnay. Finished. Doesn't work. Migu does not work against Temnay. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. One second, I want to read it here. It doesn't work. Mizuya, here it is, Mizuya. The Korah Tema, me with the Mizuya, the Shlish is not believed. Lo Adif me Ashlish me Baal Din Atmo. Even the woman itself would have lost if he could say that he said Mizuya for me with the Mizuya. How can the Shlish be better than the Baal Din? You know what he answers? You're wrong. Shlish is better than the Baal Din. Because Shlish has the Ha'evne. Wait a second. I have before Shachash and Mishpat, not that way. It's before Shachash and Mishpat, listen very carefully. That the husband has a Migu, we couldn't have Mizuyas, so we don't say the Ha'emne. It's a sheer brilliance. If you want to look this up, it's the very beginning of Sif Nun Hei, starts off in Kuf Kav Vav, and goes to Kuf Kav Zayin. Sheer brilliance. The Torah is getting this part. That's what he says. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, and I'll tell you, the precedent may be known to some of you. If you live in South Shavuot, for example, or other such places, maybe Melvin Messia, we have a rule that if I have a piece of paper, if I have a piece of paper, say you owe me money, right? and you deny that you owe me, say, pay me back. I have a four-word response, a very four famous words. What are they called? Stop a biyadi, my boy. Hey, I have a star in my hand. What, you should have taken the star away from me. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, that if you claim that the document is a forgery, you could have claimed that document is a forgery, then you win. Why is that so? Why is it so? When you paid it back, should have asked for the star back. Here's the answer in the first one, Rishon gives. Oh, no. Why should I bother taking the star back? I have the atom bomb. I didn't find the test man treaty. I have the atom bomb. What can I do? I can always say this to you. So, when I paid you back, Rafi, you lent me $10. I paid you back $10. I left the star. What do I care? Keep this stinking star. You know why? I have an atom bomb. I can destroy any second. I can save Mizuyah. So I was counting on my atom bomb of Mizuyah to left it by you. And leaving it by you proves nothing. You can't move. Dukiyah Mashtar. If I'm there, I'll yell out Mizuyah. And if I'm not there, you want to collect the Lepuchos? What if the guy died? What if he's home? What if the fairy died? Who in that base? The key is the first stop, the first bottom person. What do we say? What's the magic word? What's it called? If the guy's not there? Taninan! The son of the Lepuchos. Turn the base. We'll pipe up and say it's Mizuyah. So I'm not worried. What if I'm home free and I don't bother collecting the star? So too, when it comes to heaven, everybody's shlish, right? So you go, oh, God, it's the people love this over here. Really, haven't they beat that everything? Haven't they beat that Adam? Haven't they beat that everything? But over here, listen to the definition. It's not called heaven. What does heaven mean? I gave it to you, and by giving it to you, since I know that you have the ability to lie and get away with it, I believe you, and in the sense I'm willing to have what you say, even if it's a lie, to become de facto truth. That's what the heaven mean. But Obi, I didn't do that. Why? I had the atom bomb in my pocket. I got all the same as you. So there is no heaven when it comes to monetary matters. Right? Oh. When it comes to gifts, it's different. The first Mishnah of Bay. What does the Mishnah of Bay say? If Yesh lo Orim, you don't have that Bay. Open the first, just as a curiosity, open the first page. If Yesh lo Orim, Yiskaya the Chosomo. And if there's no Orim, you see, you learn the curl, remember Bay? And if there's no Orim when it comes to a guest, what's it in? She goes against them, she got to be married. Ha ha ha! He has no atom bomb when it comes to gifts. When it comes to money, the reason why we say it's a lack in the Hemne is because he has the atom bomb. You don't say Mizuyah, but he's not there, the best will say Mizuyah, Tanina. When it comes to a guest, yes, if he's there, you don't say Mizuyah. But look, he doesn't live forever. And he's not going to be in every bezin at every time. He'll go to a different bezin in Chicago, and he won't be around. And there's no fault of fact in those years. So she'll get remarried in Chicago. So there was Hemne, absolute Hemne. There's a greater Hemne by Gittin than there is by Mavin. Because by Mavin, you have the atom bomb from Mizuyah, so you can always combat it. That explains, brilliant. It explains why, one more time, the fact that the Baal can say Mizuyah is irrelevant in Gittin, where it's very relevant in Shtaris. Both talk about a Shlish. And the answer is, and one more time, that it comes to Mammon and Shtaris, when you could claim Mizuyah, that's a Chesaron and a Hemne itself. Because I know I don't believe you fully, because I can always counteract you by saying it's a Mizuyah. When it comes to Gittin, we go to a different bed, and if he's not there, it's no Tanina, it's not bait. So the guy can get away with it, and they can conspire against him, even though he has a Mihu of Mizuyah, so they have to be considered Hemne, even though there's no Kiyam Ashtar, and the Mihu of Mizuyah won't work against Hemne. And it comes to Mammon, it's not the shot that Mihu of Mizuyah works against Hemne. When it's a Mihu of Mizuyah, there is no Hemne. Yes?
In the Shabbat Mammon also,
how is the guy get the forgery? I mean, again, you know, to certify a forgery is true, that is not what we're about. It's a forgery, no? He could have been forged.
You can claim Jesus by both Mammon and by Gedmon. You can't by either one.
The difference is one case. If the guy is not there, the Dalvin is not there, what's it in? Comes to Mammon, Tanina. Tanina, he is some little kufus. The comes to Gedmon, the Dalvin not there, she has a piece of paper, looks good, go be married. And then he'll be, ah, no! Too bad. Too late. I mean, it's too late for sure. Whichever way, it's too late. Okay? That's a brilliant shot. A brilliant shot. Meredith. But if you think this is brilliant, it goes even further than that. Even further than that. The following claim. Listen very carefully on both sides. It's Vaoz. The next part. Vaoz. Okay, it's Kufkov Zion. He says, you know, he thinks that according to Rav Chisda, one of the ways in which a shliach can be believed, when he says, "Ani shlish," it was given to me the Kabbalah, as opposed to the Baal saying, and it's a pikadon, is because the shlish has a migu, also a migu. What migu? Migu couldn't have a shliach la'olach. So what kind of a downgrade? It's down, it's a step down. Kabbalah is more powerful than olach. Well, there's a difference. The difference goes as follows. We're both sides. Are there Edim? We spoke about this already before, both yesterday and Sunday. Are there Edim here that is a shliach l'kabbalah? Yes or no? What did Rashi say? Yes or no Edim?
No.
Rashi says no. There's no Edim. No Edim? Hey, that's a strike. A strike. No Edim, right? No Edim. A strike. Well, so... So perhaps one could say that the way you combat that strike is you could have said, I'm a shliach l'holoch. I'm a shliach l'holoch. The fact that I know Adam Putin doesn't bother me, because I don't need him, I'm a shliach l'holoch, and I can give it over to the woman. Oh, this is when, listen carefully. This is when the shlish itself has to get it. Okay? What happens when the woman herself has to get it? Right? We're contrasting the shlish with the woman, right? But the woman has to get it. The woman has no move. Why? I, a woman, could also be a shliach l'holocha. Remember, we saw that in the second paragraph of the Mishnah. And believe it or not, it's a crazy case. The man could make his own wife a shliach l'holocha. No? After the Mishnah on... Well, we had it on... Well, it's on Chav Gimel Mabay. After Noshim Shein and their mothers, Loma Meis Bailam, their mothers, Loma Meis Gita, they say the Fonin after the Fonin after. He's after the Meis Gita, she's a shliach l'holocha. Mishnah Mefur is Mefureshet on Chav, you know, we had it in Tanach Beis as well, no? That she could be... Listen to me carefully. Listen to this. Right? Listen to this very carefully. Listen. The Ran said before that the Shlish has a Tfisa on Amochachas, right? That's the Ran himself. Here's the paradox, the irony. In this respect, the Rashi made a whole to-do that the Isha is better off than the Shlish. Why? Because the Isha is normal. They have to get in their own hands. And the Shlish does not so gewaldic as less of a Tisa Mokach. That's true by Shlich, but Shlich with Kabbalah. But if you're basing yourself now on the Migu of Shlich Malacha, it's Puk Faket. The Shlish is better off than the woman. Why so? Listen carefully. The Shlish says, look, I'm a Shliach L'Holoch. I have to get in my hand. There's nothing wrong with this claim. There's nothing fishy about the claim. I mean, after all, every Shliach L'Holoch has to get under his hand. But for a woman to say, I'm a Shliach L'Holoch, is gan mudna. Very unusual, very strange. Usually, if a woman has to get, she's in miscarriage. Great! To say that she's a shliach l'holocha, there's no tzitzah mochachas. To give an example, like someone who has a tape recorder in his hand, instead of saying it's mine, which is a winning claim, says, well, you know, it was given to me on a condition. If it was given on a condition, in a case the Yankees win, it should be mine. The Yankees won, they give it to me. So, already done the mice is a condition, and then maybe it was the Yankees lost, they got it backwards, but soon, we start getting very suspicious when you talk about condition. Except what? You win, you know why you win? Migu, because they said it's mine. Because it's mine straight out. So you make a mine on condition, you also win. But over here, in the case of the woman, we're saying, we're assuming that for the moment. If she would say straight, it's mine, right? She wouldn't win. was saying that she would win against the Taina of Mezuyas. She wouldn't win. Because Mezuyas got to be Mekayim B'chol Samach. So now when she says, she could have said that I'm a Shliach, she said I'm a Shliach L'Holocha, right? So we wouldn't believe her because it's like a kind of a Tanai. And Tanai always only wins with a Meagle. You could have won hands down. You can't win hands down because it's Taina Mezuyas. But the Shlish, there's nothing wrong with this Tvita, according to the Ran. It's better off. Again, I may have lost some of you. Can look it up on page Kuf Kav Zayin, a second way to understand this point of view. Okay, fine. I want to talk only one more thing today before we stop, and maybe for luck we'll finish the sugar tomorrow. Maybe. It's a complicated sugar. So I want to discuss one more thing. Please, with your permission. There is a whole onslaught against Rashi, and it's descendant of Rashi. On my mother's side, I'm descendant from Rashi, maybe my father's side too, but my mother's always telling me I'm descendant from Rashi, from David HaMelech. I'm not going to just let this go past. We have to bring to Rashi's defense. More than that, I'm the descendant of the Megina Shlomo, the first Shukran Yeshua, grandfather, who defends every Rashi in Shas. So I'm not going to let this go. Open the Gemara about Sai, the Sam of the Talmud, I'm going to try to do the best we can in defending Rashi. One, somebody said already a terrorist. You said about the Rashi, I think you should say, you said half what I wanted to say. But not that those are bashes, Rashi, just let them twist there. I can't handle it. Tosas here, Shlish Neman, quotes that Rashi understood that the Hemne means Migu Biyodo, whereas Tosas, no, can't mean that. It has to mean what? You know, even if he's in a lie, I accept it anyway. The famous Tosas Shita. But what are the two kashas against Rashi? Two kashas. The first kasha is, what do you mean? The below Shemigu have no Rabban on the Shlish. Before Shigamach, you had your Islam and Alam. What do you need a Migu for? Not a Shlish is never. My answer to this is, that's only by Mama. The Gemara is such a distinction between Laman and Gerishim. Now it happened, it was possible to say that the Gemara's Kash over here, Mosir Rav Abba, although it's about the Shishtar Mishnah, not only a Kasha against Rav Huna, it may be a Kasha against Rav Chizda also, a Kasha against everybody. Again, we're not going into the front. That's the answer to the first Kasha. The second Kasha is a little bit more complex, but the second Kasha. Behold, Ichoshev Migu, lo have a polig Ravuna. Teichadika Migu, Moda, Kidamin in the summer. So Chaim gave an answer. Well, you answer this question. How do you answer it? That's not Migu. What is that? That's a Pesha Osa. That's a Pesha Osa. That's a different verb. That's a Pesha Osa. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you have a chavit half a teres to Rashi, and I have a chavit another half a teres to Rashi. But I want to add, Migu doesn't mean Migu, even in Rashi speak doesn't mean Migu. It means Biyod. Big difference. What does Migu mean? I could have said something. What's Biyod mean? I could have done something. I could have done something. It's a different story. I could have done something. And therefore, for argument's sake, the Torah's Gittin suggested that the Migu won't work because the Migu Lahotzi. And he gave the comparison Migu Lahotzi. This is better. This is Biyodo. Yet if Migu will not help Lahotzi Maman or Lahotzi Micheskes Eshadish, for example. Hamna means Migu. So it wouldn't help to, she was considered to be married. Suddenly she's considered to be single. How does Migu work Lahotzi Micheskes Eshadish? And if you look at the Rabbi Neon and Ksubis and Shita, who said that the man, quote unquote, Chazok and his wife, it's comparable to Cheskas Mammon. It cannot be beaten up. Any of us can't beat up on the Cheskas Mammon. The Migu cannot. Migu don't belong, you know? So what's the chat over here? The terrorist is, it's not regular Migu. What is it over here? It is really. It's Biyado. Biyado is other than Migu. No question about it. Here's what I want to ask you. Please, thank you very much. If you should be familiar. The Torah's Gittin quotes the Rajba. The Rajah is in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, that's Samach Dalet Amud Beis. You can look it up if you have a chance again. Kiddushin, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Rajah discusses these things. And the Rajah says that even though Migu B'Makom Chazaka may not work, yeah, Yeah. Migu kazeh, di lurasa gomer kavanas lefneinu apshem, we call biyado, olim kedim, v'as deidus mara chazaka. The first Rashi in Samach Dalem, it explicitly distinguishes between what and what? Between migu and biyado. To understand very well, Rashi Shidus be using gavaldik. It's biyado. Biyado wrote against cancellation fish. Why doesn't the Rashi himself like it? The Rashi himself doesn't like it. You know why? Because we go back to the Gemara, which is found in passing here in Gittin on Samach Dalet. Take a look, please. Gittin Samach Dalet, 5 lines from the bottom. Which is the side margin of a basket of Lama Dalet and Beis. That's where the main sukkah is found. Baal Sha'amar, Girashti and Ishti Ne'amon. Why? Is there a back here? Why is Baal Sha'amar Girashti and Ishti Ne'amon? This is a man gets up at a one fine day, said I divorced my wife, so you believe him. Why? Biyado the Gashem. It doesn't before then a Gashem, you get divorced in any second. So Rashi is of the opinion that Baal Sha'amar Girashti and Ishti Ne'amon, Biyado the Gashem. So here too. Here too, Shlish Ne'amadol Hamne means Migu, which really means Biyado. And if Biyado, it works even against the Chesketesha fish. So no problem. So what did Rashi say? So the Rashi Kiddush, if you look very carefully, in the same Gemara, Baba Basra, Kuf Lamed Dalet, Amid Beis, going off to Kuf Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, that the Gemara says, in this context, the context of Baal Shammah, Chushla. What does Chushla mean? When the Baal says, the Rashi is Ishti, we don't really believe him, we're afraid maybe he's telling the truth. So we don't know. Says the Rashba, oh, we don't know means the what? That Faket, that Biyado, although it's superior to Migu, correct, it's not still not enough to carry the day against the Chet Kesheshes Ish. So what Rashi? So Rashi was a fool. Rashi didn't know Gemara, but Rashi was like, hey, just because he didn't write his parish the third time around and then the Rashbam took over, doesn't mean he didn't learn the Gemara, but Chatz Shol Gesheshu thing. But no, Rashi didn't write about Rashbam, so he stopped and then got Chofchet. But again, that silliness. Rashi learned the Gemara 100 times, and the parish, he didn't finish it. He knew the Gemara is asleep. So why didn't, what about the, so I have two territories. One territory is my territory, and our Gemara creeps. Because our Gemara says beforeish, Baal Sha'avagi Rashi Adishti Neva. So maybe Rashi was not a perfect. Rashi was just explaining the Gemara, and our Gemara clearly is working with the assumption that it's Neva, and it'll be Shalom Kalacha. Or, the Torah is given, if you want to look it up, it's here it is perish on the Sugya. If you want, again, it's page Reish Lamed Aleph. Or, as the Torah is given suggests, maybe Rashi is of the assumption that we, in fact, Paskin, you are never. Look, in the Gemara Babas, it started off that way. It says, Dilu Chushva. Some of the Gemara Gittin is again Nema, so you might be Paskin Nema. Or, and here's the fanciest problem, and I guess I'll have to end with this. Or, like this. Why is it in Gemara Babasra, why is it that Baal Sha'amar Girashti is Ishti, if he's not Nema, why? If not, why not? Why shouldn't you be Nema? Biyado the Gasha, the Gemara said. Biyado the Gasha. No. So why not? Why not? Why not? The other Gasha. Sounds like a very good reason, no? The other Gasha. If you look here, it says that the reason why we don't apply the principle of the other Gasha is just very strange. If you, mister, if you divorced your wife, how come no one else in the world knows about it? How come no one knows about it? Explain. The Baal Shammah Girashti Chushla, and not Nema completely, Mitam the Iisa the Girsha Kola Islay. It would have a call. But if he would have in fact divorced his wife, there would have been a call. The whole world would know about it. And the fact that absolutely no one knows about it indicates that perhaps it didn't happen. Didn't happen. Right? Didn't happen. Says the Torah is getting a sharp idea. Just look at me carefully. If a man divorces his wife outright, here's your guest, your divorce. Ooh, the world gets around. Call this guy. You know what happened over here? He gave it to his wife, to his shlichus of pikadon. Yeah! He gave it to her, to the shlichus of pikadon. Except what? We come along with a love business and say to our everyday that even though he gave it to the pikadon, we out, we have it to pikadon. I thought PK that the shlichus of pikadon, it worked. And the lomdim will stroke their beards. Ooh, this is elegance. He gives it a pikadon, but the halacha dictates that it works to Shem Gerishin, it's not a problem of Brera, because he put himself in the hands of the shlish, whatever you say. That the lomdim will stroke their beards know about this. But the average yente in the street is not so sophisticated and says to him or herself, nothing happened. Gave it to Picardin. I'm not going to yatskiva yet. I'm not going to start a cold. Nothing happened yet. Stop. So in the eyes of the average Amoris, nothing happened yet. So the cold didn't come out. If the cold didn't come out, in this case, so the bow, right? So there's no sort of not being a cold in this Gemara. Stop. We'll have to stop. We're out of time. I hope tomorrow we'll be able to finish this studio, believe that. Okay? Let's take a tenant for
Tima, even Shelo Lishmo. Perhaps the grow a hole that we mentioned yesterday, a yisot, that, which I thought about on my own, knew the grow, but now I'm thinking grow maybe a proof to it, that when a woman walks into a bezin, anyone walks into a bezin, until that a document, and that document is accepted as proper proof that something happened, namely a house was sold or was divorced, it has to be a kosher ishtar of mayor. That's all essence. In other words, this is not the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom is you have a shtar kinyan, and it all doubles as a raya. No. In order for the shtar to work as a raya, it has to be kosher of meir. I mentioned yesterday. This could be shot over here too. In order for it to be a serve as a proof, it has to be kosher. Now, I can't say these words kosher of meir. That's for sure not. Rav Meir certainly chasim lishma. No doubt about it. But how should we say? According for the guest to be a valid raya, which is acceptable in Bezin, right? It shows that it would work to create a gerushin for the perspective of the Eda Chasim. It's a stretch. A mayor himself holds it in Kosovo and Makosovo. But what he's saying is, look, if it's going to work as a raya according to the Rabbi Lazar, if he touches this, it should work to create a gerushin according to the rift. Not our mayor himself, but the Chassam. But according to Rabbi Lazar, we're not even part of the Chassam, so it should work to create a get to. And maybe the Grove needs, I'm not sure, that's what I just said. It's a stretch, and it's really, I'm not sure if it really works. I'm making it as a possible suggestion. If you have a better shot, I would really appreciate it. I'm really a bit of a befuddled as to what the Grove is really meaning, these few words, these holy words. One more brief, watch me rush it. We'll talk to tomorrow. We'll talk with the girl again. A few little points, and then we'll go to the other regional. Yeah, okay. And we'll finish the Mamagomas.